Welcome to the third episode of Care Me Sweetheart. Since it's Juneteenth, I want to talk about colorism because this is a big thing within the Black community. And the way I see it is that it started from slavery. When you think about it and you think about how the darker skinned slaves were like out in the field doing like the for real labor, and then if you were like mixed or lighter skinned, you were in the house. And I think they just did that because it's like you're closer to white, and it's really sad because like that continued on, and it's a big thing like within the Black community. And the first time, even though I didn't realize it at the time, the first time that I saw like colorism for what it was when I was in like elementary school, and I had this friend, my very first friend, beautiful girl, like lighter skin, pretty hair, and you know, then there's me. To be honest, honestly, in elementary school, I definitely had to grow into my looks a little bit. Like, pre-puberty was a little rough for me. But, I saw how, like, everybody followed her. Like, everybody, and it's like everybody followed her. Almost just because she was pretty, like, is what it seemed like to me. And then there was, like, me. I feel like I kind of got, like, overlooked a lot of times. And it was a little frustrating for me because I just, like, didn't really know how to express the fact that it's not that I was, like, mad at her. It's just people follow you just because you're pretty. Like, just the simple fact that you're pretty. And that was like a hard thing for me. That was very, very hard. And I just didn't fully understand it. And like I said, I didn't know how to like express that. You know, I didn't even really know what it was. But yeah, that was the first time like I experienced colorism. And just seeing, like, honestly, sometimes I feel like lighter skinned people are praised just because they're lighter skinned. Like, and that is very confusing to me. Like, sometimes I just don't really understand the hype. And I think that we just need to, like, I don't know. I just don't really understand it. Sometimes, like, why are we overhyping these people? It's like, and then it's like another thing that bothers me is like people that act like it doesn't exist or like we're not acknowledging it. Like, sometimes it's like not every situation is related to colorism, but a lot of things are. And it's just like, let's not act like, you know, let's not act like it doesn't exist. You know, let's at least acknowledge it. And yeah, it's just one of those things where it's sad that it still is going on to this day. But anyway, another thing I want to talk about is like racism and prejudice in schools, because I haven't really blatantly experienced like racism, like nothing like, yeah, nothing like too crazy. But I feel like when I think about it, the most I experienced was like in schools, because unfortunately, like, I feel like a lot of teachers, like white teachers, have this perception of what Black kids are like and how they behave. And it's like, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes they just lie, like, just they've lied on my name, like, made it seem like I had an attitude, made it seem like I was just this something that I wasn't. Like, I'm typically very polite, like, I'm very nice, and I don't really cause an issue for anybody. But it's been times where, like, somebody has, like, done something wrong first, right, to me, and then I get in trouble for my reaction to it. Or, like, you know, calling my mom, making it seem like I'm just not listening. Like, I don't know. It just makes me mad to even, like, think about it, because it's messed up. It's messed up that they have this perception of what Black kids are. And that's not the case. It's not the case. And for me, I'm very non-confrontational. Like, I'm very just, like, to myself. I'm more so introverted. So I actually kind of go away from the drama. Like, I don't, you know, some people, like, kind of attracted, you know, like, fights and stuff. They're gonna, like, record the fight, watch the fight, all of that. Like, that's not me. Like, I'm actually gonna walk away from the fight. Like, I just don't find that stuff entertaining. And like I said before on the last episode, like, I take school very seriously, and I just don't care for all that. I don't care for all the extraness. Like, it's just not me. Another thing I want to talk about is, like, envy and jealousy, because I honestly experienced this. I would say I experienced it the most in middle school, because whenever I went to middle school, I had this friend, I think fifth grade, had started being friends with this girl that she was new. Came, like, transferred during the school year. And we, like, just kind of, I feel like we just, like, clicked immediately. Like, we just, like, clicked. And honestly, I can't even really say why the friendship ended. I feel like we just kind of, like, grew apart. And then I ended up started being close with another friend of mine. Like, we started to become close. And now looking back, like, I do think that she was jealous of that friendship. Like, you know, jealous because we, like, grew apart. But instead of her, like, saying that, she decided that she was going to, like, pretty much honestly just, like, call out anything that I did. Like, it's very clear that she was obsessed. It was in fact an obsession, because it's like I didn't really, like, do anything to where it's like she should have hated me that much, or, like, whatever. But it's like, you know how, like, somebody doesn't, like, claim to not like you or whatever the case, but it's like you're watching everything that I do, you're commenting on everything I do. Like, it's just weird. It's weird. And then that's when all of the, like, you're bougie, you're this, you're that, you act like your shit don't stink, you act like you're better, you're, like, that's when I started getting, like, all of those types of comments. So, like, really, I feel like most, and I've said this before, like, in middle school, the guys compared me to, like, Nunu from ATL, and the girls, most of them really didn't like me. And it's like, I'm not gonna say that I don't have bougie ways about me, but it's never in a sense that I think I'm better than anybody. You know, it's just like I can't help what I have. I can't help that, you know, I come from a pretty, like, my family is pretty established. Like, I never had to worry or want for anything. And, you know, it's a blessing and I'm grateful for it. Of course I am. But how, you can't make me feel bad for that. That was kind of like the thing with me. And I really struggled with just being secure within myself, because when you have so many people like almost like questioning your character, like it's hard not to kind of believe some of that, you know. It's hard not to care, especially when those people like used to be my so-called friend. And it's like, you say you my friend, but you have all these negative things to say about me. And I do, honestly, and I don't throw out the jealousy card much, but I do equate that to jealousy, because it's just like, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And, yeah, so, but yeah, back to her, like, it was one of those things where it's like, it just continue, like, I truly think, like, her goal in life at the time was to try to, like, make me miserable for no, like, good reason, you know, just for us growing apart, just for me, like, being close, starting to be close with somebody else. Like, it's just weird. Like, it's very, very weird looking back at it. And it's sad, because, like, one of the hardest things for me is, like, losing friendships or losing people that used to be close to me, you know, growing apart from them, you know, that was the first time I saw a friend turn into a op. That was the first time. And I would have never expected that. Like, I never saw that coming. And then the crazy part, it didn't stop at, like, I do think she wanted my life, to be honest, because it didn't stop at her turning into an op. Then it was like, she got with my ex, and that was also hard to see, because it's like, dang, like, do you just, like, it just makes you, like, question everything. It makes you question everything, because it's like, why? I don't know. I think it's just like, I didn't really have closure. Like, the way me and my ex ended, like, I didn't have the closure. And in my mind, like, I kind of thought that we were going to get back together. So it's just like, seeing her or seeing them together was just like, felt like a betrayal on both sides, you know, on both their ends. Because obviously, like, we used to be cool, and now you trying to get with him, and, you know, it's like, but I don't completely, like, you know, I don't just put it on her at the same time. So, yeah, that was probably the cherry on top for me, like, seeing them together, because it meant, like I said, it just makes you, like, question everything. Like, were y'all liking each other the whole time? Like, how did this even come about? Like, how do you just leave somebody that has been good to you, like, down for you? You know, like, it makes you question everything. And that's part of why middle school was so, like, miserable for me, because I feel like it's like, no matter what I did, somebody had something to say, somebody had a reason not to like me, and it shouldn't have gotten that far, you know. And like I said, I'm not confrontational, so it's like, by choice, like, I wouldn't want it to be that way. Like, I don't like having issues with anybody. But yeah, I would say middle school was a big source of, like, that was probably the first time that I experienced depression, even though I didn't know what it was at the time. It was the first time I really experienced depression, and it was rough. It was rough because I held a lot of things in, and I feel like a lot of people didn't really notice what was going on. They didn't notice, and it felt like, it was just kind of like, why am I experiencing this? You know, like, despite how I might feel about somebody, right? Me not liking somebody, like, I would never go to those lengths to try to, like, hurt them. Like, that was a huge, major red flag. Like, that person had, like, serious issues, to be honest. Like, it was just very weird. It was very weird. And I never really spoke up about it like I should have, you know, because it's like, again, it was kind of like, dang, how could nobody, like, notice this, you know? Like, that was weird. And I internalized a lot of it, and that's why I feel like my depression, like, it just was, like, almost like recurrent. Like, it just kept happening because the situation wasn't getting any better. Like, it wasn't getting any better. That person just, like, literally never stopped. Like, it was always some type of comment about me, no matter what I did. So, yeah, that was a very hard time in my life, you know, especially because, like, when you're younger, you don't, you know, like, your brain is still maturing and all of that. So, like, you don't really see things for what they are. And so, like, my parents would be like, oh, she's just jealous and this, this, and that. But it's like, that's not my first go-to, is that somebody's jealous of me. Like, I very rarely use that, because it's like, well, why would she be jealous of, like, what, you know? It's like, you know, you're just born. You don't ask to be born into whatever lifestyle you have, you know? So, like, me, it's like, I don't feel like I was, like, around here, like, bragging about, like, what I have and all the, you know, I've never made anybody feel inferior for having less than me or being less fortunate. But honestly, most people, if you ask most people from middle school, they probably would say I'm bougie. They probably would give me that label, even still to this day, which I've talked about this before, and it's just like, it depends on the way that you're using that word, you know? Like, if it's in a sense, then if it's in a sense that I think I'm better, then that's when I have an issue with it, because that's not true. That's not true. And that's what bothers me, is like, oh, you think you're better. That's why I feel like, in a sense, that people are using it in that way. But I don't know, now I just kind of, like, embrace it, because it's like, I'm sorry, but I would rather be bougie than ghetto. Like, that's just what it is. So it's just like, I just kind of, like, embrace it, because it's not the worst thing in the world. And if that's going to be my label, then that's just going to be my label. Like, I can't help who I am. I can't help how I was raised. And, you know, I was just raised with class. I was raised with class, and I carry myself in that way. And it's not for everybody to understand, but it's just like,
I will be respected. You know, I will not go for the same things that I did before because I don't deserve it. You know, I deserve literally the best. So, yeah, that is kind of like sad, even just like looking back on it, because I really just like let it slide. Like, I just was like, you know, as much as it bothered me sometimes, I just ignored it. Like, I just pretended like she didn't exist, because now you just look crazy. Like, you're doing all of this to try to hurt me, get my attention, and I'm just being me, you know? Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird. But, but to this day, female friendships are so hard to find, like hard to find and hard to maintain, because it's like, first of all, the jealousy part, like I've already experienced that before. So like having a friend that's not jealous of you, like we're just, you know, just friends and that's it. Then you have, I can't be friends with a pick me. So that, and then there's that. And then, I don't know, just having like a mutual respect for like a female friend, somebody that, I feel like the hardest thing with female friendships is like being able to, them being able to take accountability. Like I cannot be friends with somebody that can't take accountability for the actions. That's a quick way to get cut off, because it's no way that you never think that you're wrong. Like, what else? Yeah, I feel like just the competition aspect of it. Like sometimes it'd be like a secret competition, and I can't do that either. I've had the most friendships with Pisces women, but I'm also not friends with any of them anymore. So there's that. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm one of the girls that I kind of prefer being in a friendship with males, because, but then you have to worry about that too, because them liking you, like as long as you don't have that issue or y'all like each other or whatever, like then it's fine. But I love my male friendships because, for one, it gives me a male perspective, you know, puts me in a mind of how males think, and everything is just a lot more chill. Like I feel like my personality more so is compatible with males. I actually have never had a gay best friend, and I wish I would. I would love to have a gay best friend. Like that's one thing in life. I'm kind of sad that I haven't had one, but yeah, male friendships is where it's at. It's like, it don't be no issue. It don't be no problem. Like I definitely prefer male friendships for sure. But yeah, friendships just in general, I haven't had the best luck with female friendship. I mean, like, it's cool until it isn't. Like, once that relationship, like, once there starts to be, my problem is like when there's an issue within my female friendships, like that issue is pretty much the end of the friendship. That's the unfortunate part. But I definitely, sometimes I hold on to things like, you know, friendships and relationships longer than I should have, just for the fact that, like, you know, the longevity of it, like we've been friends for this long or we've been cool for this long, like I just hate to see it go, you know, for, you know, reasons that I feel like aren't really worth it. So, yeah, but, man, female friendships, they don't last for me. For whatever reason, they just don't last. And I don't know. I think, honestly, too, like, dealing with people same age as me is a big part of it. Like, I would kind of rather deal with people, like, a little bit older because, well, then again, like, age does not necessarily mean maturity. So, you got to be careful with that, too, because sometimes it don't even seem like it's really a difference, but. Yeah, I just don't like, I don't like weird energy, and I don't want it to be any type of competition. I don't too much do the confrontation, so sometimes that leads to me not really speaking up when I should. Or, like, addressing things. So, like, I internalize it. And then when it comes to, like, an argument or if I'm, like, really angry. Like, this year, I've been probably the angriest I've ever been in my life. And so, those things, like, tend to come up. Like, oh, and by the way, since I'm mad and since I'm having, like, these issues with you, I didn't like when you did this. And that's not right. That's not right for me either, but it's just like, sometimes I feel like things are so small that, like, they're not really worth it to address. But then those things end up being brought up in a big argument, and the small things all of a sudden turn to, like, a big thing of, like, let me tell you all the times that you've been weird. So, I don't know. That's definitely something that I have to work on because it's not good. It's not good. It's cost me a few friendships this year. Not even because of that specifically, but just like a lot of people didn't agree with some of the things I did and I said, which I don't either, but it's like we got to move past it. I can't take back what I said. I can't, there's nothing I can really do but apologize. But sometimes I feel like, or I feel like a lot of people just kind of inserted themselves where they didn't need to. And it's like, I understand everybody has loyalties and, you know, people there they care about and this and that, that's fine. But if I wasn't talking about you personally, then I don't feel like there's a need for you to get angry or feel some type of way because I wasn't talking about you. So that kind of just like threw me off a little bit, but that's neither here nor there. I'm going to fully address that in another episode when I'm ready. I don't know when that will be, but I will discuss all of that sometime this year, coming soon. And that is the end of this episode. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on July 19th.